This is the BBC Home Service. And jolly good programs they put on, too.
Oh, isn't he a lovely talker, he is.
Here, could you say some more, mister, of that lovely talking?
Why, certainly. This is Wallace Greenslade saying, winds light to variable.
Oh, beautiful.
Greenslade, how can they afford you?
Because 12 shilling a week is nothing to the highly esteemed Goon Show!
Harry Davidson and his old-timers.
Mr. Greenslade, unleash that lead-head corset and announce the 9 o'clock needle out of loose.
Listeners and listeners, we present an ancient Chinese play translated from an old Greek soup recipe found engraved on the seat of a dustman's trousers in East Acton. The trousers can now be inspected in the Science Museum internal combustion section. This play was especially written for the wise.
Wireless, curse! This means the end of the horned phonograph and the little doggy that looked into it. Exit left with tin mackerel case.
Oh! Hello there, you Empire people. Get this. We give you a hot story of all hometown. Okay, Wally Stott, take it away. Overture and begin us with China story. Oh, why?
People, the Chinese. There's over 500 million of them.
Well, they've only got themselves to blame.
Thank you, Registrar of Births. My name is Neddy Seagum, though my charlady calls me Ducks, due to a certain disease I have. I'm well known in China and voted best dressed man of 1904 in 1956. It was Christmas night in Shanghai. As I walked backwards through the crowded streets, people seemed to know I was British. Was it my bearing, the cut of my dentures, or was it the 8-foot floodlit Union Jack tied round my head? I'll never know.
Yoicks, skelly ho. Have a noodle.
The words came from a two-legged, gray-headed man going bald at the knees. He was bent backwards eating a plate of unchopped suey from a leopard-skin seal bladder. With a wave of his muscular foot, he beckoned me over.
He ignored my invitation and my muscular foot. But then I said something that had him at my side. Money.
Money.
Have a noodle.
Thank you. What does your muscular foot want?
Well, you have a kind face.
You can't have it as a fixture.
Oh, you are lumbered, aren't you?
Have a care, sir. I'm not a man to be laughed at.
I know, I've seen your act. The singing shaver, isn't it?
I'll have you know I'm at the Palladium, seats in all parts.
Is it true that you're miming to records of Gile?
Lies. I have my dark secrets.
Man, so man.
I'll have the whitewashed brush there.
Oh, Neddy, this gentleman here with the power is Count Fred Moriarty, French overland saxophone champion.
Je suis très content de faire votre connaissance, Monsieur Moriarty. J'espère que bientôt nous serons encore ensemble.
So, the pen of your aunt is in the garden, eh? Are you a stranger in China?
Stranger? I came here as a boy.
I didn't think you came here as a girl. Oh, I don't know, though. You Chinese are damn clever people, really.
I'll have you know I'm English.
English? But you're in rags.
I happen to be in my working clothes.
What are you?
The British ambassador.
So are you attached to the embassy?
Attached? I love every brick of it.
Poor fellow, you must be starving. Have a noodle.
Thank you.
Waiter, 2 iced rickshaws and a picture of Colonel Nasser, please.
What? Don't mention that name here. There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. free. If England means as much to you as England means to me.
Now we'll never get it back.
We don't need sewers. We can get to India another way. The Manchester Ship Canal.
Have another noodle.
Thank you.
Now, Sigun, come here. Come here, little lad. You've heard of the fiendish Chinese nationalist leader?
Not General Cash My Check. Yes.
He's willing to pay 10,000 yen in lira to anyone who can smuggle him a certain English rosewood upright piano with brass candle holders.
Tell me more, gentlemen.
Well, Neddy, pull up a power.
Thank you.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Will you be sitting here for the next few moments?
Yes.
Good.
I'm only a strolling vagabond. So good a night. Pretty maiden, good a night. I'm bound for the hills and the valleys below. So good a night, a pretty maiden, good a night. Good night. Oh, good night. Oh, good night, pretty maiden. Oh, good night.
Yes. This is the idea, right?
Gentlemen. You heard my melody, and I hit the wooden box with the hole in the top speak for itself, gentlemen.
Yes. Oh. Well, Neddy, the first thing you have to do...
Oh, is... of course, I understand, gentlemen. You want an encore.
I'm a walking backwards.
Well done, Moriarty. Check the little wooden box, would you? Now, Sigun, think our offer over, and I'll get in touch with you on the phone tomorrow.
Till tomorrow, then. Back at the embassy, I pondered over Grip Pipe's tin off. Why on earth did General Cashmere Check want a certain English upright rosewood piano with brass candle holders? Cunning people, the fiendish Chinese. You never know which way they're going to go. Especially the women. I was just about to retire the night when there was a tap at the window. Hello? Anybody out there in the dark?
I'm only a strolling vagabond.
Got him! Hello?
Call for you, you're through.
Hello?
Oh, good night, pretty maiden aboard.
Blast that man!
Shirley Greco just arrived marked urgent.
Quick, put it on! A pox on the fellow! Yes, will you stop singing that infernal melody divine, you understand? I don't wish to know that!
Thank you. Neddy, Grip Pipe Thin here. Have you made your decision about the certain English upright yet?
Yes, I need the money. I'll do the job. But where do I get that certain English upright rosewood piano with brass candle holders?
Go to the tea house of the August Goon.
Just a minute. I'll take that down. There.
Got that down?
Yes.
Now burn it at once.
What?
Now set fire to the ashes.
Yes. Done that.
Splendid. Now memorize the remains.
Right.
Right. Now say after me, I am an idiot.
I am an idiot.
Now then, when you arrive there, knock 6,000 times and ask for our Pong.
But how do I get there?
Where are you now?
I'm standing by the phone.
Good. Start asking your way from there.
Thank you. I should be there in 3 minutes. Just enough time for a fiendish Chinese gentleman, Max Gludarudu, to have a blowout.
Thank you.
house as instructed. I knocked 6,000 times. House of the August Goon?
No.
Yes, it's next door. It's always next door in China.
Somebody, no?
Tea house of August Goon?
Ah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you Ah Pong?
Yes, we are Ah Pong till 11 o'clock.
Come about a certain English rosewood upright.
You are an elegant celebrity.
Yes, British ambassador.
Oh, good. Follow me, please.
I was led through a bead curtain and across the floor, so cunningly laid that no matter where you stood, it was always under your feet. In the far corner of the tea room, I could see the sinister oriental saxophonist Fred Fu Manchu playing strict tempo Chinese ballroom music. Finally, I was led before a military man reclining on a coolie.
Got it.
Oh. So you're the man who's going to do the job, are you?
Yes.
Speak Chinese?
A smattering?
Smattering. How about Chinese?
Not a word.
Blimey, gringas. You'll have to learn the lingo, you say. Oh, our journey takes us through bandit territory.
Oh, I speak bandit fluently.
Really? Share a few words in bandit.
Oh. Hands up, your money or your life.
Gad, without a trace of an accent. Splendid. Now, about the certain English rosewood upright piano.
Yes, where is it?
Upriver at the Calhoun Mission Ranch.
Calhoun? That's 600 miles from here.
Is it?
Yes, it's exactly 600 miles.
Much too far to travel. Therefore, we'll take the fiendish Chinese river steamer tonight.
In the darkness, we sat huddled on the fiendish Chinese river steamer. The silence broken only by the silence of the silence being broken.
I just been speaking to the fiendish Chinese captain. He says we'll be in Calhoun at 2300 hours.
What time's that?
I don't know. My watch only goes up to 12.
Curse this fiendish Chinese triple summertime.
Man of the board! Man of the board!
I see him. Quick, Red Lock! Hold my coat!
What a brave man Tigun is. What a brave, brave man. Now, let's see. Hello, dum. Blast! Not a penny in any pocket on his coat.
I'm in! Pull me aboard! Kill us, friend. Lay him down.
Poor fellow is soaking wet.
Strange, it hasn't been raining.
He's coming one. He's coming two.
Who are you, poor wayfarer?
I'm only a strolling but
well held. Full speed ahead of heaven.
By midday the following month, we arrive at the fiendish Chinese river port of Calhoun.
But to our hideous horror, we discovered that missionary Crun had put a certain piano up for auction.
We had no option but to bid against 300 fiendish Oriental John Chinamen.
Attention, fiendish Chinese bidders. The auction will commence.
Well said, Hendrick.
Thank you. First object to come under the hammer is this glass jar. The next object is this certain English rosewood upright.
Well said, Henry. Well said, Henry.
Let us start the bidding at £1.
£1, ten.
£2.
£3.
£3, ten.
£3, 15, 6 pounds.
£5.
£5, 10.
£5, 10.
Any advance on fly? £5, 5 bobbins.
Any advance on Jing Tong Idle Lipo?
Well, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC have asked me to tell you that the sentence Ying Tong Idlai Po has no meaning at all and is not a form of currency. Therefore, in bidding Ying Tong Idlai Po for the piano, it has proved that the bidders are fiendish Chinese. We return you now to the fiendish auction.
Well said, Wallace. Well said.
Any advance on fiendish Ying Tong Idlai Po?
£10!
Sold for £10.
Well done, Neddy. Well done, lad.
Moriarty, Chris by Finn, what are you doing here?
This is the reason. Before that piano can be dispatched, the keyboard must be reversed.
Why?
You see, Neddy, Chinese pianists always play from right to left.
Oh. The fiendish Chinese coming.
Now, out you go and get some coolies.
Right.
Cork tipped.
Right.
Moriarty, do you think he suspects?
About the bomb in the piano? No.
Right. Have you wired it up to explode?
Yes. It detonates when a certain note is played. Listen. Now, this is the note. That will send it off.
You have a copy of that music?
Yes, backwards and forwards and sideways at the same time.
In Chinese?
Scored upwards and downwards and backwards and back to the front in the evening July 4th.
And for Christmas?
Always.
Brilliant. And tomorrow we send Seagun and the piano to the secret Chinese Nathy, and that'll be the last of our dreaded rival, General Kashmai Chek.
Well said.
Oh, thank you, madam. Now, what am I bid for this record of the fiendish Ray Ellington?
It's the left hand that rolls the boogie. It's the right hand that makes the tricks. But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that gives the kicks. It's the left hand that sends you rocking. It's the right hand that plays the licks. But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that gives the kicks. Yes, here's my recipe. It's your melody. Eight to the bar, riff from the guitar, bass to fit the beat, drum breaks the need. But don't forget, cause I'm willing to bet it's the left hand that rolls the boogie. It's the right hand that adds the spice. That's nice. No matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that's so nice. Well, music lovers, it all began in the Okefenokee Swamp with the alligator boogie. Now, these alligators jumped aboard a train which had its own boogie. And soon we reached the big city of Barnsley, where in the working man's nightclub we hear the Barrel House boogie. Of course, the sophisticated sets prefer dancing to the Begin the Begin boogie. Oh, what a day! And lastly, here's a request for Mrs. Dula Bibi of Tiggy Googa,
Nabba Flappet, England, for the Victor Sylvester Boogie. Quick, quick, snow, however, friends, whichever way you prefer your boogie, remember, it's the left hand that rolls the boogie. It's the right hand that acts the spice. But no matter what you do with the right hand, it's the left hand that's so
August the 3rd, moving inland to the bandit province of Yangtze towards the secret Chinese nappy, strapped to the back of a mule was a certain English etc., etc., with brass candle holders. I said etc., etc., because it saved me saying the full sentence, which was, a certain English rose with upright piano with brass candle holders. That's why I said etc., 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 etc. Thought you might like to know.
Well said, young man.
Thank you.
Sigurd, stop the caravan. There's somebody behind those fiendish Chinese bushes ahead.
Hand me that loaded Chinaman. Who's that behind that bush? Come on, who are you?
I'm only a...
Oh, wow. Him! Wait, there's someone else. Ahoy there! Come out from behind that bush.
Wait a minute, don't you?
Come on.
And a blue bottle. Hey, think. Is the blue bottle popularity slipping? Don't know about that.
Who are you, little hybrid wreck?
I'm a member of General Kashmarchek's secret nappy. Strikes dramatic pose as done in Richard III in Hamlet. Proudly fall down to reveal I'm wearing Mum's old bloomers.
Have you proof of your identity?
Yes, I have, my captain, yes. Here's my name written inside my LCC cut. What in you?
Yes, 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 but...
Think.
Yes?
I can't think of anything to think about.
Think. Why have you got that boot full of Chinese porridge strapped to your head?
I always have a boot of Chinese porridge strapped to my head on a Monday.
But today's Tuesday.
Is it? Oh, I feel a proper fool now, dear.
Stop those Radio Oscar jokes. How far are we from the secret Chinese nappy of Cash My Check?
I will not tell you. You're not talking nicely to little blim bottle.
China manager, take charge of this man.
Right, come on, you mushroom leg.
Take your hairy, rotten hands off my little arm. You might rub off on me. You're not Chinese. I can tell by your eyes. They go that way.
Come on, Corp Blimey. How far to the secret nappy?
No, I do not like this game. I don't like the game. Yeah. Let's play naughty dinosaurs falling in the swimming pool.
Tell us how we play blue bottle and taxidermist for posterity.
I wish I had married Jenny Hamilton. He'd have punched you on the nose for talking to me like that. I'll tell you, it is across this river. It is behind the Great Wall of China. Ying tong, it is Ning Ping. Right, here we are at the secret Finnish Chinese nappy.
Hello?
Shut up.
I'll knock on the door of the secret Chinese nappy.
It's a blue bottle and steady Sigun with honorable piano. Keep that child quiet, please, madam. It's a blue bottle and the honorable nappy piano. Look, boy, honorable nappy piano, all alive.
Hey, 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 hey. Together, lift!
Ladies and gentlemen, while our heroes are getting the certain English piano up onto the stage of the secret Chinese nappy, I would like to draw your attention to the back page of this week's Radio Times. It shows a three-quarter semi-profile view of a distinguished lady wearing a pair of corsets. Will you shut up?
Get up!
Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
We would like to point out that this is an advertisement and not a program. Though, I must say, it might be the basis of a jolly good show. I see now that the certain English piano is in position, and the Finnish Chinese pianist is about to play.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Silence, please!
Honorable
pianist will now play Western-style tune.
Thank you.
Curse it, Moriarty! He hasn't played the note.
He might try again. Look out. Here it goes.
He's missed it again.
Oh, please, gentlemen, don't fret. Don't worry if your piano can't be played. I shall sing you a melody and say the name. Can I have an A, please?
They're damn clever, these Chinese.
That was Tombstone, recorded at the Radio Exhibition Earls Court, and featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Siegel, and Spike Finnegan, with the Bailington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Scott, script by Spike Finnegan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenstein, the program produced by Dennis Bain Wilson.
That was a new production of the show first heard on January the 18th, 1955. Harry Secombe is now appearing in Rocking the Town at the London Palladium, and Max Geldray in Variety at the Empire Theatre, Glasgow.